Catholic Radio now presents Faith in Action, a program that looks at how everyday people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Our program is underwritten in part by Franciscan St. Francis Health, providing faith-based integrated health care, a recipient of HealthGrade's 2015 America's 100 Best Hospitals Award, and by Marian University, a great Catholic university dedicated to providing students with excellent teaching and learning in the Franciscan and liberal arts tradition, preparing transformative leaders for service to the world. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. This is Faith in Action. I'm Jim Ganley, and of course, MJ Crowder.
We're doing a little shortened segment today of Faith in Action. I love this because we can get more people in the studio. So some of our segments are half an hour, and then this time we have two today.
Well, we have so many events coming up, and people say, gee, can you help me promote them? And we say, yeah, we want to. And one of the best ways to do it is here on Faith in Action, where we can actually, you know, in a 30-second or a 60-second announcement, it's pretty hard to give you all the details and kind of the whole feeling of a particular event or program. And so on Faith in Action, we can do that, but we only have so many Faith in Action programs. So on a lot of programs now, you're going to hear that we'll be kind of addressing two topics in a particular program. Yeah. And we've got a great one this time.
And this one's very important. This one I'm kind of personally familiar with because my husband was involved with this. So welcome today, Alan Inkenbrandt. He's from Our Lady of the Greenwood. And we're going to chat a little bit about that man is you. It's coming to Our Lady of Greenwood. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
So, Alan, tell us a little bit about yourself. I said Our Lady of Greenwood, so my presumption is you're from the south side of town.
Yes, we live in Greenwood, my wife Ruth and I. We've been there for about 7 years.
7 years. Yep. Do you have a family?
Yes. We have a little boy, Simon. He just started kindergarten this year.
Oh, my goodness. Yep. Okay. Simon. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Okay. I love that. I'm from St. Simon, so that name is kind of special to my heart, St. Simon the Apostle.
I actually went up there and asked them for a holy card. So
I
figured they'd have one, and they did.
They do. They certainly do, back in the narthex. And your pastor used to be my pastor at St. Lawrence.
Uh-huh.
He was Father Mark back in the day, mm-hmm. Father Mark Schwarzkopf, and now he's Monsignor. He's mm-hmm. been there for a while.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, he is a wonderful pastor. We're very lucky to
have
him.
He's a gifted teacher. He really is. He's gifted with teaching the faith. That's one of his strongest. I absolutely loved his homilies. He didn't veer away from the hard stuff.
Right, and he's very knowledgeable.
Very knowledgeable. Okay, so tell us a little bit about That Man Is You. It's, you know, as I was preparing for the show today, I thought in my mind, this program reminds me of Promise Keepers, mm-hmm. not in content, but in the way that Promise Keepers came and just took everybody by storm. It had so many people following it right away. Mm-hmm. And That Man Is You has just grown exponentially every year that it's been around. So give us a little thumbnail for those people who won't be familiar with this. Give a little thumbnail of what actually it is.
Well, it is an interactive men's program, meaning that there's a video segment and with some very interesting content. It was created about, I think it was about 10 years ago, by this fellow named Steve Bowman down in Houston, Texas. And he saw kind of a need for something to reach out to a lot of the men, Catholic men in this country, that just wasn't quite getting addressed, you know, certain men's issues, especially with the culture changing so rapidly days. And basically the idea is that there's a video that is presented that has him and some other presenters discussing some of these very important issues and presenting the church's teachings and kind of tearing them apart basically bit by bit so that he can explain. Sometimes I think the teaching seems a little abstruse to a lot of people. You know, it's a bit abstract, and he's able to kind of reinterpret it and explain how they apply in our daily lives.
Now, is this a one session thing, or is this a series of meetings, or
this is going to be every week for 26 weeks?
Oh, okay.
There's two semesters, a fall and a spring, each 13 weeks, and the programs each have a theme that kind of carries out through the semester, but each one is kind of a standalone discussion.
Yeah, I did like that. I liked the fact at St. Simon's, ours started at 6 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And although one might think, 6 o'clock, that's so early, it actually worked really well for my husband because mm-hmm. he was up and out of the house by that time most every morning. Is this your first year of doing it?
Yes, we've okay. never done it before at Our Lady.
I think you'll be surprised at how many. My husband certainly was at the overwhelming number of men who came. Now, you said this is kind of a teaching tool and also addressing issues that maybe are particular to men, because this is only for men.
That's correct.
Okay. So is it a little bit of catechetics? Is this more about how to live your life as a father, as a Catholic man? Is it geared towards fathers? Is it geared towards any man? I mean, can you give us maybe a little tidbit of what a couple sessions might look like or sound like?
Sure. I think a lot of the sessions do deal with fatherhood and family, but there are issues that are appropriate and important to every man. We're going to be discussing things such as pornography, such as marriage and the nature of marriage, and such as just basically how to live out your Catholic faith in your daily life. Especially given, you know, the challenging circumstances that a lot of people find themselves in nowadays. I think the strength of it is going to be appealing to a wide range of men mm-hmm. in a lot of different walks of life.
You know, one thing that my husband came home with was that I think women have a lot of opportunities for support groups. I mean,
yes.
If you look at a lot of the groups, look at the parish bulletin, look at any parish bulletin, there's lots of things that women can plug themselves into. Mm. Not so much for men, other than golf outings. I mean, that's just quick off the top of my head. But what my husband found interesting was that there were men that came back week after week after week and started to unfold and open up about issues that they had in their life that he said, and I found this very interesting as a woman, some guy said that was the only place they were sharing this information.
Right.
And I found that was quite interesting because it's not like a chirp. You know, Christ Renews His Parish, it's mm-hmm. a short time. This unfolds over a calendar year, pretty much, over the school calendar year. Although ours didn't meet every week. Sometimes it would go 2 weeks, miss one, and then, you know, it would make about 3 weeks out of the four every month.
Right.
Okay.
Now, how long does a typical meeting take?
Well, we're going to be starting every morning at 5:30 for breakfast, just basically donuts and coffee, something simple. And then we start our presentation at 6. Then we're going to break away into small group discussions at 6:30, and we will be done at 7. And
oh,
that's
wow.
one thing we're going to be very strict about because we're having it in the mornings.
Sure.
And you know, we're asking men to get up early before work and head out to do this before they go into work. We need to be done on time so that everybody gets to work on
sure,
time.
Sure, sure. That
sounds
important.
Like an odd time, but when you think about it, it's a very convenient time because if you met during the day, obviously most men or a lot of men would be at work during that day and that time of the day. And in the evening, well, people get off work at different times and you don't have a lot of different commitments for their evenings, kids' sports and things like that. So morning seems to be a pretty good time.
We actually consider doing it in the evenings, and there's just too much competing.
Right.
You know, too many things at church already, plus you know, sporting events for your children, or just all kinds of things. It's very difficult.
Well, I'll tell you this: if someone says I can't make it, you know, there aren't too many reasons why you can't make it at 5:30 in
That's
the
right.
morning.
That's right.
Other than you're not going to turn up the alarm clock and roll over and hop out of the sack.
And believe it or not, we've actually had we've been rolling this out and trying to get interest in having men sign up the last. A week or so, and we've gotten more than one man who mentioned that they wish it was a little earlier.
Okay, so when exactly does this start? Is there a cost? Will there be homework, and are there books involved?
Well, we are going to start on September 18th, and it is free. We're not going to charge a penny. I just want people to show up and get
so
as much as they
gift,
can out
it's
of it.
So it's a gift from the parish to
exactly.
the men of your parish.
Exactly.
Okay, so it is. It just started just this last week. Okay, so it's September 18th. Mm. Okay, so there's no cost.
No.
You just need to show up. What about materials? Will there be stuff to read? Or you said that you have videos, so, and then a little bit of sharing. So is this kind of come as you are, listen, and then the takeaway is what you get from the discussion or the video?
Yes, absolutely. I think kind of the beauty of the program, I think, is the videos are very well produced, and they have very, very thought-provoking content. But really, the point is not the video. I mean, we could all sit at home and watch the video on, mm-hmm. on our phones. But the idea is the video is going to be sparking discussion, and that's really where it all happens. And after the video, we're going to break for the small groups, break up into groups of roughly about 10 men, and just discuss the content that we've heard that day and you know, how it applies to our lives. And hopefully, it'll be structures that are each of the small groups has quite a few different men of different walks of life and different ages, you know, mm-hmm. People who are young and single up to retired, or a man with children in school. And we're really hoping that this discussion will allow a lot of cross-generational discussion
and
sharing.
Now, is this for parishioners at Our Lady of the Greenwood only?
Well, it is being hosted by Our Lady of the Greenwood, but it is open to everyone.
Okay, listeners, perk up, listen to that. Alan Inkenbrandt from Our Lady of Greenwood, our guest today, That Man Is You, mm-hmm. Just started at Our Lady of Greenwood. You didn't miss anything if you missed the mm-hmm. first week. These are encapsulated sessions, so if they missed the first one, they can pop right in now.
That's right.
Right.
That's the beauty of it. I mean, obviously, the more you put in, the more you get out of it, sure. And we certainly encourage people to show up weekly, but we know that, you know, life happens.
And what day of the week is this?
It will be every Friday.
Every Friday.
That's right.
Great.
And big question, how do people find out more information about it or sign up for it?
You can sign up for it at thatmanisyou.org. And we also have an email set up, olg.tmiy@gmail.com.
Okay. Alan, we just have a little under a minute left. What have we not said that we should? I'll cede the last few seconds to you.
Well, I just want to point out that this is a unique program. As you said, there are a lot of ways to get involved in your parish. We're blessed at OLG to have, I think about 40 different ministries that you can be involved in, but there are really nothing that addresses men's issues in this way. Christ Renews His Parish, we had that, and it has been a very good program for us, but we feel that this one is going to be a little more, a little less intimidating, a little more casual, and a great opportunity for men to meet other men, like I said, of all different walks of life, of all different age levels, and really address these issues that we all face every single day head on, and just really try to best understand how our Catholic faith applies to real life.
Thank you so much, Alan Inkenbrandt, for being our guest on Faith in Action today. That Man Is You, coming to Our Lady of Greenwood. God bless you.
Thank you very much.
The Great Lakes Gabriel Project is an ever-growing Christian-based network of church volunteers standing together in their commitment to offer assistance to women and families facing difficult or unplanned pregnancies.
I'm Eileen Hartman with Great Lakes Gabriel Project. If you're interested in volunteering to help this life-affirming effort, please go to our website, goangels.org, for more information.
You're listening to Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley and co-host MJ Crowder.
Jim Ganley.
Hey, we've had more interesting guests lately. There's just so much going on around the central Indiana area here.
There is a lot going on, not only with our new shows starting this fall. I feel kind of like the lineup of on TV, they always have new shows that roll out in the fall.
Right.
And just as it happened, we have a bunch of new local programs that are rolling out this month. Pretty exciting for Catholic Radio.
Absolutely it is.
If I just want to put a little plug out there, if you're listening right now and you think, gosh, our parish does something like that, or our parish has something interesting that I think other listeners could benefit from, give us a call. 870-8400. That is just exactly how this Faith in Action today came to be. Someone was listening and they contacted us and said, hey, I think more people than just our parish would be interested in finding out about this. So give us a call. We love to put things on the air that are of interest to our Catholic community here in Indianapolis. Our guest today on Faith in Action, Dick Hoovermail, and Dennis Matusiak from St. Alphonsus in Zionsville. They are both on the Social Action Committee. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Kind of exciting because you guys, I would like to hear a little bit about each of you, your families. I presume you both go to St. Al's, as we call it down here, St. Al's. But you do something really interesting up there. You have a speaker series. Only a couple parishes in town have them. I think it's so interesting because the adult formation, I'm imagining in my mind, but maybe it was your Social Action Committee, kind of put these together. And I think we're always hungry for new information. So, Dick, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about what you do between 9 and 5 and family. And
thank you.
Yeah.
I'm retired. Live in Zionsville, and as you indicated, a parishioner at St. Alphonsus Liguori. I enjoy doing volunteer work, so I volunteered to help out with our outreach ministry and specifically the Social Action Committee. So
wonderful.
Definitely enjoy that and enjoy all the activities there at our parish and volunteer also throughout the community.
Did you raise a family at St. Al's?
Yes.
No? You did?
Have three children, one in Brownsburg, a married son in Brownsburg, a married daughter in Zionsville, and then a special needs daughter who lives with us in Zionsville also.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay, what about you, Dennis?
Well, I've been married for 49 years to the same woman named Charlotte.
God bless you. God bless you.
We've been at parishioners at St. Al for about 5 years.
I'm
retired. She retired. We're from Northwest Indiana, the Gary Hammond Portage area up there.
Sure.
We have three children. I have a son, Matthew, in Monroe, Louisiana. I have a son in Miami, Florida, and I have a daughter on the east side of Indianapolis, and we have 8 grandchildren.
Oh, God bless you. So, wonderful.
Now, we're going to be talking about a special guest that they have coming up, but just out of curiosity, what are some of the things that the Social
Action
Committee does other than the speakers? What are some of the things that you do at the parish there?
Currently, we've really been focused on communicating the dilemma in the Middle East and Northern Africa. We started focusing on the persecution of Christians and other religious minorities and trying to get the word out about what we can do to address that issue.
You know, I know that we're going to have a show in our very near future because this is huge right now. The exodus of the migrant and immigrant people from Syria, from Turkey, from Greece into Great Britain and Germany. I mean, that's almost reached a crisis point. It'll be interesting to hear that story, and we're right now digging into who can best tell us that story. So I think this is kind of interesting, kind of makes our world a little bit smaller. Now, you've got, interestingly enough, you guys have a speaker series. So I want to know a little bit about that and if that is your job in the Social Action Committee to kind of put it together. But interestingly enough, you have Catholic Relief Services, someone pretty special coming in a couple of weeks. Tell us about that.
Yes. On October the 13th, 7 o'clock in the evening, we will be hosting Colin Larson. Colin is the regional director for Catholic Relief Services based out of Atlanta, and he will be here for a couple days and specifically for a large meeting presentation on the 13th of October at 7 p.m. at our parish.
Okay. Now, is this like smack dab in the middle of your speaker series?
This is the third presentation that we've had. We started out March of 2015 with Congresswoman Susan Brooks.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And at that time, our title or our focus was on the persecution of Christians. And we had a great roundtable with Susan Brooks and to not only to get her input about what was going on at the federal level, but also to communicate our concerns and about this dilemma.
Yeah. Okay, so tell us a little bit. Jim and I were chatting off air. We were kind of cussing and discussing, if you will, the differences between Catholic Charities, Catholic Social Services, and Catholic Relief Services. And I did some digging around, and there's a wealth of information out there. Tell us a little bit, if you will, Dennis, about Catholic Relief Services. What kinds of things do they do? What kind of things do you think he will be covering that evening?
He will be covering international affairs. Not only will he be covering the persecution and what's going on in Iraq and Iran, if there is a flood, if there is a typhoon, or if there is a disaster somewhere around the world, Catholic Relief Services is there. They handle food, they handle stabilizing these people with homes. The main thing is they go out and they work outside the United States. That's their main objective. You will not see much of Catholic Relief Services performing stuff here in the United States.
All right. Well, that clarifies it. You know, when I think of religious persecution, though, I don't think Catholic Relief Services. Which is good that he's coming. You know, I think in my mind, I think Katrina. You know, we have David Seiler from Catholic Charities here in Indianapolis, and he was talking about basically the getting food into the people who needed it and getting shelter to the people who needed it. So that's what comes to mind. So I think it's important that we have someone who comes and kind of opens up the doors a little bit to the bigger picture, because we need to know about these things. I mean, we need to talk about these things. This isn't going away anytime soon, persecution.
I'm sure the speaker will have the numbers, but I know it's millions and millions of dollars that they put to use around the world for some of the things that you're just talking about. But it's not little amounts of money. I mean, it's this sizable amounts like some countries might donate.
If you're just now tuning in, listeners, Dick Hoover-Mail and Dennis Matusiak from St. Alphonsus, the Social Action Committee, are here today really to kind of spotlight a very special guest that they have coming in a couple weeks from Catholic Relief Services, Cullen Larson. How did you get him? How did that come about?
I made some calls to the national headquarters, and we originally requested Dr. Wu, who is the CEO of CRS. Unfortunately, she wasn't available, but in explaining what we're trying to do, I was directed to Cullen Larson. And one of the pluses that he will bring to our meeting is that he has recently lived in Iraq, so he has some firsthand knowledge of the situation and what we can do to address this issue.
You know, I do think that's so very important that this be put in front of our eyes, that this be brought to our attention. Because, I mean, waking up, going to church every Sunday, taking our kids to softball practice, you know, it's a five-minute blip on the evening news. And that's about all we get. And we think, oh, how terrible. But we need to be more involved. I think we will be held accountable for what we don't do for these people, for our brethren. Let me sidestep for just a second. You have a speaker series, which is wonderful. I was looking up St. Alphonsus, and your parish is a wonderful parish. I have to put a little tidbit out there, though. I'm really tickled that you have a Facebook page. I thought that was great, because that makes it, for us here at Catholic Radio, we do also, but you know what? It makes it relevant. I mean, you can get stuff out there pretty quickly, and I think that's important.
Yes, and one of the benefits of our speaker series has been that our parishioners want to do something. We've educated our group on the situation. One of our speakers provided a history and what every American should know about ISIS and about the situation. Mm-hmm. And so this next speaker will be what we can do and how we can make a difference. So
yeah, and what
there
are
is that request to do more.
And what is the date and time and place again for the speaker?
It'll be 7 p.m. on Tuesday, October the 13th. Our meeting will be held in our parish hall there at St. Alphonsus Liguori.
And let me tell you, just listeners, we have just a little over a minute left, maybe 2 minutes left. We are actually coordinating with St. Alphonsus right now and Dick to get Cullen Larson in the studio here to actually sit down with him for a full Faith in Action. Because I think the information that he has to bring to us is vital. I think we do need to understand what the story is, what the situation is. Our guest today on Faith in Action, Dick Hoovermail, Dennis Matusiak. Dennis, what should our listeners know that they don't know right now in the minute that we have left?
Well, they should know that they need to learn and be educated and be informed about what's going on. Most people do not understand what's going on there, and they need to get informed, and that's what we are trying to do.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. You know, I think part of it is a difference in culture. We don't speak the same language, and I'm not talking about ABCs and, you know, verbiage. I'm talking about it's a mindset, and I think we need to understand that a little bit more. Thank you so much for bringing to our attention the fact that Cullen Larson from Catholic Relief Services is going to be in town. One more time, again, Dick Hoovermail, give us the time and the place. And this is just going to be an evening, a couple hours, right? He's in town for
a couple
hours.
We will start promptly at 7 p.m. Cullen will have about 30 minutes of information, 30 minutes of a Q&A, and then we'll have a brief social time after that. Have everyone out by 8:30, no later than 9 p.m.
And the date?
Tuesday, October the 13th.
Tuesday, October 13th. And I will tell you, listeners, we will have, stay tuned, because we will have a full Faith in Action with him, and we will ask him as many questions. If you cannot get to this and you have a question, a burning question, email us or call us here at the station, and we will make sure he gets asked. Thank you so much for being our guest today, Dick Hoovermail, Dennis Matusiak from St. Alphonsus. God bless you.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten by Marian University and by Franciscan St. Francis Health. If you'd like to suggest a guest or a topic for a future program, call us at 317-870-8400 or email mj@catholicradioindy.org.
Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Remember, the Catholic Radio Indy is dependent on the generosity of our listeners and local Catholic businesses to meet our financial obligations in order to bring you the 100% Catholic programming you've come to love and expect.